So first of all, I'll get you to say your name.
Bill Ross.
Isabel Ross.
Okay, so your house is just down the back here. Tell us a little bit about what the situation there is.
It's just completely flooded. We're not able to get access to the house, so we didn't know what damage has been done until the actual level goes down.
Yeah, we left the house last night about 8 o'clock, not expecting to come back to this morning, because we didn't expect the dawn really to flood to this extent. We've stayed here for now 23 years, and we've had the occasional scare, but this is way beyond what anybody's ever seen. People that have been here twice as long as us have never seen conditions like this.
And is the water too high to get into your house?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to come down and have a look?
Yeah, we can walk down, yep. You don't actually know what damage is inside then?
No, not a chance.
It could be maybe a few days where we get into the house to see what damage there is.
And obviously you guys are putting on a brave face just now, but
of course.
How do you feel about it? Upset?
Yeah.
It's your house.
It's my house. It's all my home.
And you don't know at all, you know, what could be inside?
Well, we moved as much as possible, but we couldn't shift the big furniture. That's our house at the back.
But I am. See, number 7.
So you've got sandbags lining up your garage.
Yeah.
I guess they haven't stopped much of the water.
Well, we don't know.
Well, how can you get across there? It's impossible. So you can see the high tide mark, which is maybe what?
3 feet.
4 feet up the wall. So that's going to be into our living room, our lounge and kitchen and all through the bedrooms and downstairs. So.
And how do you feel looking at that?
Oh, just horrified, dismayed, just not knowing what the future's going to be. Well, the immediate future anyway. So.
And where do you stay now, you know, when your house is ruined?
Well, we're staying just now with Isabel's sister.
But you don't know when you'll get back in your house?
No.
Do you feel like there's been enough help for you guys?
Well, this, you couldn't have.
You could never have visualised.
Nobody could have coped with this volume of
happening,
water.
Ever happening. Because we always thought from the back would have been the problem. But it's actually from the front. Because there had been so much rain over the last week that it just burst this bank's up in the River Don.